SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As young soldiers, they waded ashore in Normandy 80 years ago today to fight the Nazis. Dwindling number of World War II veterans were joined by a new generation of leaders today to honor the dead, the living, and the fight for democracy. Day four of Hunter Biden's trial, in which he's accused of trying to buy a gun while using drugs.
The form required to buy a gun in the U.S. is published by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It asks the prospective buyer a series of questions, from their name to their place of birth to their gender to their social security number. And then it also contains a series of questions that are aimed at determining whether that person is legally able to possess a gun. And those include questions about whether that person intends to keep the gun for themselves or give it to someone else.
He's been charged with three felonies and he pled not guilty. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republicans pushing a bill to impose sanctions on the International Criminal Court.
The bill comes even as the ICC ponders whether to grant an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The sanctions bill passed the House on Tuesday with the support of 42 Democrats and all Republicans. It enjoyed even greater bipartisan support until President Biden expressed opposition. That led most Democrats to reject the bill. It is not expected to pass the Senate, where it's likely to get full support from the GOP, but none from Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
Southern Baptist Convention preparing to vote on a proposed constitutional ban on churches with women pastors. The vote will take place at the annual meeting of the nation's largest Protestant denomination June 11th and 12th, to be held in Indianapolis. This is SRN News. India's election results are now in.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Israel has found a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina, seeking common ground between the vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Malay's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice, breaking decades of policy precedent. Malay has even gone further now in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. This is SRN News. A major train crash in the Czech Republic.
A passenger train has collided head-on with a freight train in the Czech Republic, killing at least four people and injuring over 20 others, according to officials. Emergency crews worked tirelessly overnight trying to access the derailed carriages. The crash took place over 60 miles east of Prague, according to the country's interior minister. The country's transport minister said the main track between Prague and the eastern part of the country had to be closed while authorities investigate the collision. Rescuers said more than 300 passengers were on board the high-speed train heading for the city of Košice in eastern Slovakia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Wall Street numbers today. Dow Industrials gaining 78 points at 38,886. S&P 500 off 1 at 5,352, and the NASDAQ down 14, closing at 17,173. More details at srnnews.com.